new drug that also does not protect them. It's called ivermectin, which is a horse dewormer. So you'll probably still get COVID, but on the bright side, you could win the Preakness. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Ivermectin is ineffective against COVID, and when used incorrectly, it can kill you. Worst of all, it tastes yucky. Luckily, the internet is loaded with advice on how to make it more palatable, including mixing it with jellies or eating it as a sandwich. Oh. Or throw it on your roast beef. Technically, it is horsey sauce. One commenter explained, "I take it by hiding it in a banana." The terrible taste led one Facebook user to ask, "Can I squeeze the paste into my anus instead of my mouth?" Last time I checked, this was America. You bet you can. In fact, can they? Can they? They can? Evidently, you can. In fact, it says right on the label, for a horse's ass.
I hope you had a relaxing Labor Day. It was not a fun Labor Day weekend, COVID-wise. The number of new cases is up more than 300% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. We still got a lot of pandimwits out there. People are still taking this ivermectin. The poison control centers have seen this spike in calls from people taking this livestock medicine to fight the coronavirus, but they won't take the vaccine, which is crazy. It's like if you're a vegan and you're just like, no, I don't want a hamburger. Give me that can of Alpo instead. One of the reasons these sea biscuits are opting for ivermectin is because they don't trust Big Pharma, which is fine, I guess, except for the fact that ivermectin is made by Merck, which is the fourth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. And even Merck is telling people to cut it out. They released a statement saying, "Ivermectin has no scientific basis for potential therapeutic effect against COVID. There's no meaningful evidence for clinical activity or clinical efficacy in patients with COVID-19 disease. And there's a concerning lack of safety data in the majority of studies." Listen, if a pharmaceutical company says, please don't take the drug we're selling, you should probably listen to them. Or you could just go with a TikTok posted by a disgraced veterinarian instead. Meanwhile, these poor horses are like, hey, I have worms. I need that stuff. There are worms in my butt. Do you understand? Ivermectin did get a big endorsement over the weekend from one of America's top medical minds, none other than Sandy Hook denier / internet lunatic Alex Jones.
You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No.
I've never seen someone that mad drink a Topo Chico before. It kind of came out of nowhere. Who'd have guessed he'd wash it down with that? I would have thought maybe some kind of nacho-flavored Bang energy drink, but nope, give me a Topo Chico.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
From Baltimore, this is the band Matmos and their song ESP.
Do you believe in ESP?
I'm calling from somewhere.
was sound artist Aki Anda with the little girl in Tangier from his 2020 album Bon Voyage Cassette Volume 2. British artist Scanner with his song Chimera from the 2021 album Alchemia. The Wyndham Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of Wyndham Local at 5410 Route 23 in Wyndham. You can find out all kinds of information about the Wyndham Farmers Market on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org, where all sorts of local events are listed. And you can even list your own if you go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event. You'll be read on the radio, just like the Wyndham's Farmers Market, which is held every Saturday through October 9th in front of Wyndham Local with meats, greens, honey, vegetables, and more. That's the Wyndham Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday on Route 23 in Wyndham.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Thank you. This is Todd Merrill. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio, made with radio.
The Cairo Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cairo, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cairo Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cairo Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cairo history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cairo Historical Society at cairohistsociety@yahoo.com.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Koval of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Congressmember Barbara Lee, the lone vote for peace after the September 11th attacks.
I rise today really with a very heavy heart. One that is filled with sorrow for the families and the loved ones who were killed and injured this week.
Intoned California Democratic Congressmember Barbara Lee, her voice trembling with emotion as she spoke from the House floor on September 14, 2001, 3 days after the devastating 9/11 attacks. The nation was reeling from the deaths of over 3,000 people, and President George W. Bush was beating the drums for war. Lee spoke during a five-hour debate on whether to grant the president expansive powers to use military force in retaliation for the attacks, which the Senate had already passed by a vote of 98-0. Barbara Lee would be the sole member of Congress to vote against war in the aftermath of 9/11. The final vote, 420-1.
Only the most foolish and the most callous would not understand the grief that has really gripped our people and millions across the world. This unspeakable act on the United States has really forced me, however, to rely on my moral compass, my conscience, and my God for direction. September 11th changed the world. Our deepest fears now haunt us. Yet I am convinced that military action will not prevent further acts of international terrorism against the United States.
Barbara Lee had prepared her speech in a rush. She thought the resolution would go through the committee process, but instead, the Republican House Speaker brought it to the full House directly.
So I had to race down to the floor.
Congressmember Lee told the Democracy Now! NewsHour in an event sponsored by the Institute for Policy Studies just days before the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
And I was trying to get my thoughts together, so I had to just scribble something on a piece of paper.
Barbara Lee's scribbled words resounded through the House chamber.
However difficult this vote may be, some of us must urge the use of restraint. Our country is in a state of mourning. Some of us must say, let's step back for a moment. Let's just pause just for a minute and think through the implications of our actions today so that this does not spiral out of control.
And spiral it did. Brown University's Watson Institute estimates at least 801,000 people have been killed by direct post-9/11 war violence in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and Pakistan, with civilians accounting for close to half that number. Thousands of U.S. troops and contractors have been killed and injured. With a price tag for U.S. taxpayers, the Institute estimates will reach well over $8 trillion. In Turning Point, a sweeping new five-part documentary about the U.S. response to 9/11, Congressmember Lee reflects on that Authorization for Use of Military Force, or AUMF, that she alone opposed in Congress.
It's been used over 41 times in about 19 countries, not related at all to 9/11. It's also been used for domestic spying in the United States. It's been used in Somalia, Yemen, you name it. It's been used all over the world as the basis to use force and to bomb and engage in military operations. That is unconstitutional. It set the stage for perpetual war.
Congressmember Lee courageously voted no against the AUMF 20 years ago. As Ground Zero smoldered along with the wreckage at the Pentagon and a Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which crashed as passengers and crew fought that plane's hijackers. After the vote, Lee immediately began receiving death threats and being called a traitor and un-American. But she got other responses as well.
Also, there were, I'd say, 40% of those communications, there's 60,000. 40% are very positive. Bishop Tutu, Coretta Scott King, I mean, people from all around the world sent some very positive messages to me.
At the time, Barbara Lee was one of the newest members of Congress and one of the few African-American women to hold office in either the House or the Senate. When asked on Democracy Now! Where she got the courage to take that difficult stand, she said,
I'm a Black woman in America.
Barbara Lee then told a story she rarely shares in interviews about the day she was born in El Paso, Texas.
My mother she needed a C-section and went to the hospital. They wouldn't admit her because she was Black. And it took a heck of a lot for her finally to be admitted into the hospital, a lot. And by the time she got in, it was too late for a C-section. And they just left her there. And someone saw her, she was unconscious, and then they, you know, just saw her laying in the hall. They just put her on, she said, a gurney and left her there. And so finally, they didn't know what to do. And so they took her into, and she told me it was an emergency room. It wasn't even the delivery room. And they ended up trying to figure out how in the world they were going to save her life, because by then she was unconscious. And so they had to pull me out of my mother's womb using forceps. You hear me? Forceps. So I almost didn't get here. I almost couldn't breathe. I almost died in childbirth. My mother almost died happy. I guess everything else is like no problem.
On September 14th, 2001, Congressmember Barbara Lee closed her historic speech with a plea for peace and diplomacy. We should all remember.
Now, I have agonized over this vote, but I came to grips with it today. And I came to grips with opposing this resolution during the very painful yet very beautiful memorial service. As a member of the clergy so eloquently said, as we act, let us not become the evil that we deplore.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 58. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. And Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Down a summer on the radio, 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 down a summer on the refrigerator, 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 down a summer on the radio, 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 down a summer on the refrigerator, 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 down in the dead of the dawn of the dead of the dawn of the dead of the dawn, summer on the stove, down a 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 summer on the radio. Down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the refrigerator, 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 down a summer on the stove, 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 down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the radio, down a summer on the radio,
on the stove, in the refrigerator, in the kitchen,
on the radio, on the stove,
on the radio,
on the stove.
On the radio,
on the stove,
on the dead,
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 on the stove, dead on the stove,
dead on the stove,
dead on the stove,
dead on the stove,
dead on the stove,
dead on the stove,
on the radio,
on the stove,
on the dead,
on the radio,
on the stove,
on the dead,
on the radio,
on the stove,
on the dead,
on the radio,
on the stove,
on the dead,
one,
in the dead,
two,
in the refrigerator,
three,
living,
four,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with the dead.
With Donna,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with the dead,
with Donna,
with
Donna Summer on the radio, Donna Summer on the radio, Donna Summer on the radio, Donna Summer on the radio,
Donna Summer on the radio,
Donna Summer on the radio,
Donna Summer on the radio,
Donna Summer on the radio,
Donna Summer on the refrigerator,
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 Donna the dead of the Donna of the dead of the Donna the dead of the
Donna Summer on the radio,
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 Donna the dead of the Donna of the dead of the Donna the dead of the
Donna Summer on the radio,
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 Donna the dead of the Donna the dead of the Donna the dead of the
Donna the dead of the Donna the dead of the
Donna the dead of the Donna the dead of the Donna
Summer on the radio.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio alive. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
And now it's time for Fast Talk with Bud Good.
Well, good evening, I'm Bud Good, and this is Fast Talk, the only Fast Talk call-in program on this station at this time. This is Fast Talk, the whole idea of Fast Talk is talk as fast as you can. Fast Talk, I'm proud to say, is the owner of about 17 records at this time. We have the record for the most talk per call, the most calls per hour, the most words per minute, the most thoughts per sentence, and we also have the record for the most records of any program on the air. This is Fast Talk, I'm Bud Good, let's hear your call, let's take our first call. There it is, Fast Talk, go ahead. Hello, who's there? Not enough fast talk.
Okay, come on, fast talk.
Talk a little faster.
Okay, a little faster, come on.
Life is pointless to the point of boredom and suicide, and even culture club becomes a viable possibility. Or if only I had a brain, the world would spin in four dimensions of day-glow colors. If not, when I speak, I evaporate
faster,
in
faster,
colors.
Faster, 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 faster!
I wave my spirit into the point of breaking. For if life is love and love is God, God is life. If water is life, water is God.
That's bullshit, shut up. Okay, faster, faster, faster.
Nuclear waste is highly toxic, so life is nuclear waste. But
it's too late now, too late now, too late now. Talk faster, we only got 5 minutes.
Thank you. We like the ones with no end. But we have to move on. This is fast talk, all the way. Talk fast.
It's Jill at the Diamond Center.
Myself in so much horrible ways that I can't possibly hope to make itself incredibly nice again because it's totally messed up and not only that, it's extremely impossible to make anybody want to make anything that matters anymore because I feel curious more.
Very good, next call, fast talk, you're on the air, go ahead.
Okay, spit it out.
I'm the happy gnome, who are you? Can I sing the happy gnome song?
Go ahead, as long as you sing as fast as you can.
I'm a happy gnome and you can't catch me.
Faster, faster.
How you doing?
Stick it down, hurry up.
That's an all-farm, think of dirty things. When I can roll for a few minutes, and come to drop the ding. Yay!
Sorry, that's not fast enough for a song. This is Fast Talk. I'm Bud Good. This is Universal Media Network, and this is Fast Talk. Go ahead.
Great. You know, there's nothing. There's no first time show, no pause, no nothing stupid at all. This is such a great show. It's just like those top 46 stations where they play nothing but music, album, music, and they talk over it, make ads for private theaters. And I don't know what I'm going to do now, but what do I say? Okay, oh God, I'm
that's
happy.
That's good, that's good, that's good.
I hate those weird stations down in Berkeley. No one knows what they're saying, and no one cares about anything anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What are you listening to right now?
What are you talking about? What do you mean, what am I listening to?
What are you listening to right now?
What are you
listening to right now?
Go ahead.
Tell me that. We don't have much more time.
Sit down. Go over there.
I'm sorry. You're listening to Fast Talk. That's what.
Anybody make a talk show on the media that's making it clear that you're not making anybody any kind of intelligible syllables without talking on off the edge and making himself sound crazy and stupid because it's all on over the edge and making himself all kinds of messy noises.
Let me explain just one thing. Yeah. It is permissible to stop on Fast Talk. You don't have to keep talking. It's just whatever you say, you have to say as fast as you can. See, that's okay. We have dead air. That's okay. As long as everybody can sit as fast as they can. Fast talk, come on! Come on, no commercials, plenty of time, let's go, what's the matter? Fast talk, fast talk. Say it fast.
What do you want?
We don't want anything but fast talk. Talk it fast, talk it fast. Fast talk, go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Line 306, go ahead. Come on, fast talk.
All I want to know is, does Elizabeth Clare Prophet teach classes on how to do this, or do I just have to work it out on my own?
No, there's no way to learn how to do it except to do it. Come on, fast talk.
Constant stream of consciousness, and you can just make any kind of noise at all, and this kind of humorous content, maybe a little bit of a condescending humor, and all kinds of stuff like that.
Fast talk, go ahead. Can you beat that? You can beat that. That's the fastest talk I've ever heard. They're talking fast. They're talking fast. That's what we like. Fast talk.
I'm done.
That looks like it, buddy, folks. We're out of calls again, and I don't think we can rouse anymore at this time. We have talked fast all the fast talk out of every fast talker out there. This is Fast Talk, Bud Good saying so long, good night, and fast talking to you.
Of course. In New York now, citizens are being invited to solve a murder mystery through a series of clues and working their way through the subway system. This is a mini-adventure. We're pretty sure there's no real death involved. The creator is Ryan Halsopel, part of the art group 31 Down. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Rod. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I love interactive mysteries. I think I used to love them anyway. How does this one work?
Basically, you show up in the Canal Street subway station in New York City, Manhattan of New York City, and
down at the bottom of Manhattan.
Well, I'm sorry.
Down at the bottom of Manhattan, near the World Trade Center, near where it used to be.
Exactly, a little bit further north, but in the general vicinity. So you can call once you go in the turnstiles. There are numerous payphones in the station, and you can call from any payphone you want to start on, and you're guided through an interactive private detective story, and you answer clues along the way. So you'll get a clue after your first call, you'll hang up, you'll go search the station for the answer, and then you'll find another payphone and call back in and answer the clue into the keypad with a number sequence or so forth. And then if you're right, it'll say, you're a great detective, here's your next clue. If you're wrong, it'll say your detective died and hang up on you.
Oh, dear. Well, look, let's have a listen to one of these clues now.
Thank you for calling Canal Street Station, 31 Down's interactive payphone murder mystery. To play Canal Street Station, be in the subway, inside the turnstiles, anywhere in Canal Street Station. Call from a payphone, this 1-800 toll-free number. For more information, visit 31down.org.
Right. So that obviously is all that we could get to because we weren't calling from within the ring. We weren't calling from within the subway system.
Exactly. Exactly. I have it. We're using a server that uses caller ID information. And I've gone through the whole station and selected all of the phone numbers from the payphones in the station. And you can only play the game using those numbers. If you call from an outside number, that's the message you get.
That's really clever. Amazingly, amazingly clever. How long does it take to actually go through all the clues?
A good player not during rush hour traffic, I'd say can do it in 45 minutes to an hour. Other night we had some girls from Jersey play it, and they were getting some wrong answers, and it took them about 2 hours to get through the whole thing. But
they
did.
Obviously weren't. They did. I mean, they weren't entirely serious, obviously. Do you go down there, and do you watch people play it?
I've never watched people play it, but I have a monitoring system that when people solve certain questions right, it emails me, and if I'm by my computer at home, I can see, oh, somebody made it to the third stage. And so I kind of keep a watchful eye on the people playing it that way.
Is there a prize?
In the end, you actually leave the station, and I probably shouldn't say this because it is the giveaway in the end, but it's fun. You actually call me live. and I talk to you on the phone in character to give you your final clue.
Oh, great. Oh, couldn't be better. Have you met some interesting people that way?
The people are first shocked that they're actually speaking to somebody live after hearing these voices the whole time. And, yeah, the people are pretty fascinating. Like those girls from Jersey City the other night were a lot of fun to talk to about their experience in the end of the mystery. And then a lot of people, the ride, what they do is they go for a nice ride on the train, and people, you know, seem to really enjoy it. They go in pairs a lot. There was a group from Berkeley, California, the other day that went through it. And so people seem, you know, to be having a good time with it. And on a blog online I read, people are saying this is a great first date activity. So, it, you know, it seems like a great thing for that, which I think is really cool.
I think you might very well get some shopping groups from Britain. People who come over to New York for the weekend to do the shopping might just want to add in a little murder tour. Give us the website again.
I'm sorry?
Give us the website again.
Oh, it's 31down.org, and it's co-produced by Free 103.9 Transmission Arts, and that's Free 103.9.org as well for information.
Well, there we are. 31 down, just the number 31 and then down.
Yeah, 31 down. It's a lot of our work is based on the private detective saga, and this is a private detective that plays crosswords a lot. So 31 down or 26 across, so that's where the name comes from.
It sounds to me as if you got more ideas up your sleeve. This isn't going to be a one-off.
Oh, yeah, always. This show runs from March until October, and we've done a lot of payphone pieces in the past and sound walks using phones. So, yeah, we do have a lot of things up our sleeve.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Rescue. Each blade gives a spark.